second pack of challah, Mishnah Vav, we continue the halachas of the size of the dough. So we mentioned before, Chamisha Rebayim Kemach Hayavim B'challah, that 1 1/4 kavim of Kemach Achayiv and Challah. This amount is hain, it's the flour, Usa'oran, together with the yeast that's put into it, the Suban U'musonon, and together with different types of bran that are mixed into it. In other words, even though it's not purified flour, it's flour with some of the impurities mixed into it, that all that goes into the cheshben of chamisha revoim. So then, and therefore we chayiv. Nito musonim v'toichem v'kotel v'toichem. If he took out the bran, separated it, so the second he separated, it's not considered part of the flour anymore. If he puts it back, then harei l'patur. If you put it back, and now it arrives at the full shear together with what he put back, that's what he put back is now the tzaris. Once again, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that things like the bran that are naturally part of the grain, if you don't remove them, then they become part of the shear of challah. If you remove them, then they're considered a separate entity, and if you put them back, it's considered if you mix something else into the challah, which would not be mitzaris. So, based on this idea, anything other than, let's say it's wheat, and then the wheat flour, if you mix other things into it, that they will not be mitzaris to the shear of 1 1/4 kavim.